And getting back to the USB charging thing, obviously when I'm running a car and or even when I'm out with Joe driving around, I have a short USB cord to keep my phone charged up with me. And, you know, I charge it when I need to while we're driving, especially going up north. But, I mean, sometimes the radio, I've always thought about it, now that I'm seeing these batteries, it wouldn't hurt just to buy a single battery that'll fit my radio and just have it in the, let's just say, the center console armrest box and a USB cord to plug into there and just be able to, like, switch the battery and have a working battery and save the good battery, the Impress battery, for when I get to my destination and I know I have a charger at that location or back home. So I was thinking about maybe just getting one and just having it there. I mean, it's probably cheaper than buying an eliminator thing, you know, the old cigarette lighter thing that those are still available as well. But it's also cheaper than putting that little drop-in box charger thing. Not a converter comp, but, you know, the little square thing that you can drop your radio in for an XPR framed radio. And it fits in there kind of nicely as well. But for a little bit of I do, I'm just looking at options and thinking about maybe just picking one up and getting a new cord and so on and so forth. So, yeah, those are options as well. I mean, look, I mean, Bofang put a USB charger on those, what are they, DM32s that everybody's buying up, and I think you have one too. So do you have a USB cord for your DM32? Back to you, sir, W8RCY.